Hello? Hi. How are you? Please don't hang up. No, I'm not a telemarketer, but I did call you with a purpose. Am I bothering you? Good. Oh, my reason for calling. Well, I like strangers. I like having no idea who you are, where you are, or what you might be doing. I do this kind of blind calling every once in a while, and when I find a voice I like, I make them come. With permission, of course. And I quite like your voice. It drew me in instantly, and I would love to make you climax. Oh. Ah, I see. You're not alone in the house. Well, your husband doesn't need to know, my dear. I only asked to give you pleasure just this once. Are you there? You want to? Oh, darling, that's wonderful. Now listen to me closely. Let me guide you, and the rest will come naturally. Go somewhere private, or at least be as discreet as possible. I'd prefer that you go to your bed. Oh, like my preference, huh? Good. Get under your sheets and undress. Be quiet for now. Don't want our little fun getting you in trouble. I want you to drag your tongue across your top lip, right over that little nub. That is something I love to do myself. Just as a tease. My, what a sensual voice you have. When you answered, you sounded busy or something, and as I mentioned my request, well, I must say you sound so cute when you're flustered. Yes, indeed. Tilt your head just a bit to the side and close your eyes. I think I called you while you were in the kitchen making dinner. Or at least it makes a nice image in my head. Chopping away, bustling about, and all alone. Imagine me coming up behind you, feeling my breasts press into your back. You'd probably try to gasp, not sure what's going to happen. When you don't move or say anything, then you'd feel my hips against you as my arm wraps around your waist. My other hand sweeps your hair to the side. I bring it around your shoulder, then place my hand on your breasts. I know your nipple would harden so quickly under my fingers. Your mind is racing, wondering if anyone can hear your soft panting. Not too much now. I slowly lean down to plant little lingering kisses along the curve of your neck. Yes, let out that breath. Feel my hand slide down and press against your hip, pulling you against me, leaving no space between you and I. My hand would continue to roam just a bit, and I'd find and firmly grip your ass. It seems like you like this. Oh, I've forgotten myself. Place one of your hands on your breast, then let your other hand roam. Let yourself go. Every time you hesitate, make that little effort to keep going. Dare yourself to feel good. Stroke your body slowly. Try to explore it without shame. Run your hands over your warm skin. Feel the spots where you feel the most pleasure and linger there if you must. I want every inch of you yearning to be touched. Run your hand gently over your thigh, then over the inside of your thighs. Does that feel good? Then take off your bra. Now your panties. Rub yourself again. Maybe the kitchen isn't a good place, but it's secluded for now, for our fantasy. Just like now, anyone could walk in to see you. So, if I'm going to enjoy your voice like this, I'd better do it quickly. As my hands run over your supple form, feeling your breasts, grabbing your ass, threatening to touch somewhere more intimate, I hear you moan a little. God, I love that. You have no idea. Does it feel good? Good. Keep going. Now take off that sheet. You sound so lovely. Let yourself go to the pleasure of being naked and being heard by a stranger. You'd let me hike up that dress, wouldn't you? Let's be honest. In our little fantasy, you want me to have ease of access to your wet cunt. That's why you'd spread your legs as the hem of your dress comes up. Ooh. And you show me that bare, beautiful ass. I know you'd be bold for me and lean over the counter to wiggle your hips. I gratefully kneel behind you, place my hands on the half moons of your cheeks, press up to see that glistening pussy, and lean in for a long lick up your slit. Does that feel good? Keep going until it's over. My tongue would enter your pussy briefly, teasing the thought of being fucked this way. Only until I hear you whimper would I bring my hand around to find your clit. I tap the sensitive little knot before rubbing it with quick motions. I kiss your nether lips and let my tongue slip inside you fully. My eager muscle works in and out of you, building up the pace. My dear, you need to be close. I think someone might notice your absence. Give me what I want. Penetrate your pussy with your fingers until you come. Oh, yes. Come for me, sweet girl. Let me hear what you sound like. More. Yes. Now. Oh, yes. I needed that. Good night, my dear.